She's a businesswoman involved in ranching, banking, and energy, a member of the House's powerful Appropriations Committee. But since her election 13 years ago, the issues Myra Crownover has arguably pushed the hardest are about saving lives.
We learned that from that same spot of blood that's taken from a newborn's heel, we could be testing for 29 diseases. And these are metabolic. They're very, very rare. But the hideous part about them is that they do not manifest themselves when the baby is born. By the time they figure out what's wrong, it's too late.
Crownover's campaign to increase the screening of newborns for genetic disorders began in 2005. Texas was testing babies born in hospitals and birthing centers for just 7 disorders. Crownover successfully passed a bill to test for the 29 recommended by medical professionals.
It was a huge struggle to get that passed and then to get the funding to go with it. And then we were able to add the money for cystic fibrosis.
In the past 7 years, the expanded testing has reportedly identified more than 700 Texas babies with genetic disorders, which has allowed them to be treated early. This session, Crownover wants to add screening for critical congenital heart disease.
When you find out that a baby's oxygen level is not quite right, it's quite important that you get curious and see what's going on wrong. We've had some very heartbreaking stories of beautiful little healthy babies that suddenly die, and we realize that that could have been detected if they had had this very, very simple test.
Another measure Crownover has dogged from session to session would ban smoking statewide in most public places. That includes sports arenas, shopping malls, restaurants, and bars. Smoking on outdoor patios would still be allowed. But lighting up would also be prohibited at businesses where employees work indoors.
We have looked at the cost savings there, and the Commissioner of Health and Human Services has certified that it'll save the state of Texas $30 million in Medicaid expenses alone. This is people not missing work, people not having asthma, people not having heart attacks.
The House has passed the smoking ban twice, only to have it defeated in the Senate. Some bar and pool hall owners have opposed it. But Crownover believes this is the year the smoking ban will become law.
We are a very pro-life state, and I think this is a very important pro-life issue.
As vice chair of the Energy Resources Committee, Crownover is also pushing for more Railroad Commission inspectors. She says they're needed to monitor oil and gas pipelines and protect the public from any leaks. She's at the table where appropriations members are debating additional money for public education and universities. But throughout those high-dollar debates, she'll continue to promote the healthcare issues she's come to own, especially the genetic testing. She calls it a labor of love.
It's one of those things that matters to some family that we will never know, some baby that we will never know about. But it matters, and it is truly a preventable tragedy.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.